Get into the regular calendar. We have some people signed up for communication. We typically give people 3 minutes each, and Carla will call your names and come on up, please.
Item 669, request of Austin Bennington to address council regarding requirements and regulations placed on local beekeepers.
Good morning. Come on up. Welcome.
My name is Austin Bennington. I'd like to speak with you here this morning about Title 13 of our Portland City Code, which is the section of code applying to keeping of animals in the city. Right now, Title 13 is a Portland City Code that's enforced through Multnomah County Vector and Nuisance Control. I would just like to speak solely on the beekeeping, though there are some other issues in the title that I would like to speak with you at a later time, but given my time. Currently, Title 13, Section 5, Subsection 15, Paragraph B states that any person wishing to obtain a beekeeping permit must notify all owners and residents within 150 feet of the property line. Currently, Multnomah County Vector Control has taken the director's role and adding a requirements to have not only notification but written permission from all neighbors within 150 feet of the property line. This is placing an undue burden on beekeepers unable to obtain the permission from as many neighbors as possible. Right now, the inequity is leading to possible discrimination based on protected and non-protected classes. If a single neighbor can deny your application based on any reason without any recourse from the beekeeper themselves. There are several examples of it right now that Portland Metro Beekeepers Association and Portland Urban Beekeepers Association have noted. Currently, Multnomah County Vector Control has 83 active beekeeping permits on record for the city of Portland. We have estimates that as many as 100 or 1,200 colonies are kept in the city of Portland. This leaves about 1 in 14 beekeepers able to comply with our current code. I ask that we would visit the code or make a resolution to amend the code to change some of those rules and regulations to make it more friendly for keeping of bees. We're an important time in history where bees are in big trouble, and the more help we can give them and really clear the way for responsible people to keep bees, I think is very important. An example of what 150 feet looks like, I own a half acre piece of property in southeast Portland. I would be required to get the permission of 23 separate residents within 150 feet of my property line. I'm required to get the permission of those 23 residents plus the owners of the property. I live in a neighborhood defined as 46% rentals. That brings me to a grand total of like 34 residents or individuals I have to get permission from. If just one of them denies me permission, I can't have bees in my property. This is a problem that a lot of people are facing. Again, we only have 83 permitted beekeepers in Portland, and there's several hundred members of Portland Urban Beekeepers, so that lets you know right there that there's definitely a lack or a problem that could be addressed.
Well, thanks for bringing this to our attention. The permission requirement that you described, that's not in Title 13. That's something that Multnomah County has implemented sort of over and above.
Yeah, Title 13 gives the director permission to institute methods to enforce the code.
Okay.
And right now we've been working with Multnomah County and Portland Sustainability Committee to try and get some things changed. But I just want to bring it to your attention and see if there is anybody here willing to help champion the issue.
No, I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. The Planning Sustainability Bureau is one of my bureaus that I've assigned to myself, so I'll make sure that my staff follows up with you and the Bureau on this. I mean, I know it's been a council topic over the years when we've dealt with the zoning code requirements as well. So,
what if you had a neighbor who was allergic to bee stings?
Less than half of a percent of the U.S. population is actually allergic to bees, and that's something that, you know, an open dialogue is important if you have a neighbor who is allergic, and working with your neighbor is important. But to have a neighbor discriminate against you because they don't like your lifestyle or they're just uninformed about bees, there's a lack of information in the public about what honeybees are and what they do for the community.
Right, but if there was a neighbor who was allergic to bee stings in that instance, do you think you should have to get permission?
Well, bees travel up to 2 miles from the hive. So 150-foot range is a fairly arbitrary number. If somebody is stung by a bee, you know, it's very unlikely it's going to be a honeybee. It's most likely going to be a yellow jacket or a wasp, which are a more predatory insect than a honeybee. I understand that there's a very serious concern about allergic reaction, and, you know, that could be a discussion between the neighbors. But my concern is most with the permission from everybody based upon, you know, they don't like the type of car you drive or the lifestyle you live. It makes it difficult.
Thank you.
Thanks for raising this, too. And we'll make sure that actually a couple of members of my staff are right over there. Make sure we have your contact info. We probably already do, and we'll follow up with you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.